Part of the hype that's come with Google Fiber is how great the super fast internet speed could be for IT businesses. But is Google Fiber enough to attract the world's high-tech entrepreneurs to Kansas City, especially when the technology will probably spread to other cities within the next few years? Last week, local business leaders and politicians proposed a plan called Launch KC to sweeten the pot for potential new IT companies. Alex Smith has the story.
The giant window of Mike Burke's office provides a panoramic view of Crown Center, Liberty Memorial, and a big chunk of Midtown. From this 21st-story perch, the lawyer and former city councilman can see a lot of what's happening in town. But late last year, when he wanted to see what the city was doing to court entrepreneurs, he had to pick up the phone.
Last December, I called up our Economic Development Corporation, and I just posed a hypothetical. I said, I'm Joe from Cincinnati. I'm intrigued by the high-speed fiber in Kansas City and everything that is going on there. I don't know a soul in Kansas City, but I've got a four-person firm. We'd like to move there and work on developing our ideas. What can you do for us, and where can you put us? And at that time, the answer was, we'll get back to you. They didn't have an answer because they really hadn't delved into what a startup needs, to what the attractive points are, to what private industry can do, and to what role government should play.
So Burke, who's also chair of the mayor's Bi-State Innovation Team, started reaching out to Kansas City IT businesses to find out what the city ought to do.
In talking with the tech community, I'll even use the word geek community because many of them wear that badge proudly. They said, here's what we need. We need Wi-Fi in our business districts. We need access to data storage that is geared to assist the startups. We need a proof of concept center where we can go and work with professionals and have the equipment that we can test our applications, test our products, and we need people to introduce us around.
What came out of these discussions was a plan called Launch KC. It's a joint project involving big Kansas City businesses like Hallmark and DST Systems to offer incentives to entrepreneurs. In addition to the free Wi-Fi, data storage, and proof of concept center, they also came up with mentoring programs, startup financing, and free to cheap office space. The KCMO City Council is also trying to pitch in.
What the city can do, and the mayor's going to be introducing this ordinance, is some sale-leaseback arrangements on equipment, on computers, on screens, and all the little things that a startup company would need.
Mike Burke recently announced Launch KC along with the mayor in the Crossroads District. This is where a lot of the free or cheap office space they're providing is located. He says the neighborhood is ideal for attracting the kind of people we need.
Cities don't say, we're going to create a geek district and all you geeks move there. We did just the opposite. We talked with tech people and followed where they are, what type of environment they're looking for. And, you know, they're not looking for the glass cube on 435. They're looking for a neighborhood that has a real urban feel to it, that has quirky little hangouts, whether it's coffee shops or restaurants or barbershop. And that's why Crossroads and West Bottoms and River Market and 18th and Vine all kind of popped up. Those are the areas, along with Hospital Hill, that we're focusing on because that's where the tech communities are already. We're following them rather than they're following us.
But why are all these big companies so eager to help out what might be future competition? Burke says it's really about growing the overall metro economy and its technical capabilities.
The big picture is that we, Kansas City, and Kansas City businesses, are in a competition with every other city in the world for talent. And Google estimates that by 2020, which isn't that far away, there will be 2.5 tech jobs for every person trained to fill those jobs. So it's the cities that are going to succeed are the cities that can attract, train, nurture, keep steal talent. And Kansas City is well positioned in that. We're an inexpensive city to live in. We already have a great tech community here. By taking it to the next level with Launch KC, we hope to enhance those districts that are very tech-friendly districts. And from the point of view of the larger companies, even the ones that are not tech companies are very tech-dependent. A bank in this day and age is very tech-dependent. Even a little retail shop on the corner is tech-dependent. Having enough trained people to fill the jobs is certainly in their best interest.
Now, if you're talking about jobs, high-tech startups don't employ anywhere near the number of businesses that a big factory or a corporation might. But Burke still believes attracting IT entrepreneurs should be a priority.
One thing I've learned in 40 years of economic development work is you don't go steal a Fortune 500 company from another city. You grow them in your own city. Hallmark is homegrown, and Garmin is homegrown, Sprint is homegrown, DST is homegrown, and Cerner is certainly homegrown. We need to grow the businesses of the future in Kansas City. We're a wonderful climate for that. And if we can attract the right kind of talent, in doing it in the way we are with Launch KC, not only interests the small entrepreneur, but guess who else it interests? It interests the companies that are searching for people to fill their tech jobs. If we create the incubator, if we create the atmosphere, if we create the districts, if we create the buzz that Kansas City is the place for people of talent to go, certainly that's going to have dividends for us that will extend decades.
What Launch KC wants to steer the metro area away from is Kansas and Missouri fighting each other for jobs.
To spend $45 million to move a company across the state line is insanity. We need to put a stop to it. If we're going to spend that kind of incentive money, we ought to be spending it moving companies from San Francisco or Boston or Chicago or New York to Kansas City. I think Mayor Reardon understands that. Mayor James certainly understands that. And I think our civic leaders understand that. Some of the political leaders don't.
Of course, Launch KC was inspired by Google Fiber. The high-speed network has come with a lot of big promises about what it could mean for business. But Mike Burke says fiber is not enough. Launch KC is needed so the city can take the next step.
Just having high-speed fiber in and of itself does not make Kansas City, won't make Kansas City the great digital crossroads. All it does is get faster downloads for movies at home. What we really realized once we started looking at it, it's what we do to take advantage of the opportunity that has been handed us. We will be the fastest download city in the United States. But we're only going to be the fastest download city for a short period of time. It may be a year or two or three at most. But other cities are already onto this. They're financing either privately or publicly, expanding fiber within their communities. There's a group that's raised $200 million to work with university towns to extend high-speed fiber. So it's a fleeting opportunity, and if we don't take advantage of it and take advantage of it, some other city will. My nightmare is waking up in 3 or 4 years and saying, well, Kansas City had this wonderful opportunity. They were ahead of everybody else, but they didn't realize how to take advantage of it.
The city council is soon expected to consider the measure to get rid of property and sales tax for certain purchases by IT entrepreneurs. For Casey Currents, this is Alex Smith.